There's a saying, any port in a storm. Does that apply to your savings? Hi, I'm Rob West. The economic waters seem choppy these days, so where's a safe harbor for your savings that still gives you a return? Aaron Cade helps you plot a course for your money today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's always great to have our friend Aaron Cade on the program. Aaron is the Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. Aaron, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be with you again.
Aaron, we're going to talk about savings accounts, money market accounts, CDs, and even savings bonds today. We get a ton of questions about these savings options. They all have their advantages and disadvantages, of course. Most of them would work for keeping your emergency fund, but let's work through them one by one. So we'll begin with savings accounts. Aaron, what are the pros and cons here?
Well, savings accounts are safe. They're insured and highly liquid. And often people will open them in tandem with a checking account. And it's a really good option for new savers and low dollar savers. But rates can vary up and down with market conditions. In general, they tend to have lower interest rates than other products. However, CCCU offers a high yield savings account that bucks that trend.
Yeah, and I know a lot of our listeners have been really excited to take advantage of that. All right, let's move to the next type of savings account, and that is a money market account. What do we need to know here?
Yeah, money market accounts are a type of deposit account offered by many banks and credit unions. They are also safe and insured and liquid. They typically offer higher interest rates than savings accounts, and they tend to pay you a higher rate the more money you put into them. Just like a savings account, rates can go up and down with market conditions. And these tend to be a good option for larger dollar savers.
Now, let me just draw one distinction here. Aaron is talking about money market accounts, which do carry that insurance. Money market mutual funds do not, and so important to know that. All right, Aaron, let's get into another savings option. This has been really popular with the higher interest rate, and that is CDs. Tell us about them.
Well, CDs are also safe and insured, and they typically lock in an interest rate over a specific time period. That can be as short as a few months or as long as a few years. However, they're less liquid. If you withdraw your money before the end of the term, you'll incur penalties. Banks and credit unions offer these vehicles to build deposits that they can then lend out to members. They can typically offer higher rates because they're able to match the loan terms with the CD term.
Yeah, and these have been really popular with our listeners as well at Christian Community Credit Union. I know your Welcome CD has been something that a lot of folks are interested in. Let's talk about the last savings option, though, Aaron, and that is U.S. savings bonds. Tell us about them.
Yeah, U.S. savings bonds are safe, and they're backed by the U.S. government. In many cases, your earnings are exempt from state and local income taxes. Some bonds adjust with inflation, providing a good hedge. But these maturities are much longer, typically 20 to 30 years, and they're less liquid. You have to hold your money at least 12 months, and if you redeem before the maturity, you'll incur a penalty.
Yeah. Now, of course, the main question our listeners have today is, what is the right savings vehicle for me right now? How would you help them answer that?
Well, I say that depends on three factors. One is your savings time horizon. Second, your liquidity needs. And third, your risk tolerance. You know, investing in the stock market can generate higher returns, but also at a greater downside risk. Yeah. Savings vehicles can provide a more stable and predictable return. And typically rates are higher on those vehicles that have a fixed duration. But when it comes to an emergency fund, money that you need at a moment's notice without warning, a savings account is probably your best bet.
Yeah, I would agree. And of course, Christian Community Credit Union has been a great partner for our listeners. Would this be a good place for our listeners to keep their emergency fund?
Yeah, absolutely. Your money with Christian Community Credit Union is safe and secure, and it's fully insured up to $250,000 per account. We offer very competitive rates, including high yield savings, money market, and certificate accounts. But you also put your money in the credit union with the peace of mind that knows that you're aligning your faith with your finances and that your deposits help build new churches and support the growth of Christian ministries.
Which is a huge benefit and very attractive to our listeners. Aaron, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Rob. It was good being with you.
Folks, if you want to learn more, go to joinchristiancommunity.com. That's Christian Community Credit Union at joinchristiancommunity.com. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Back with more after this. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
Are we there yet? Well, on a long road trip, it's the kids who are asking that question, but grown-ups have their own version. We ask the Lord, "How long, Lord? How long?" Even David asked that question. Psalm 13 opens with, "How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" It's okay to lament before the Lord. As long as we don't stay in despair, we need to take our heart to the same place David did. He ends that psalm affirming the good news and says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." You'll get more daily encouragement through daily time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional at getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. As we start a new week, let's dive into your financial questions today. Whatever's been rolling around in your mind over the weekend, maybe there's something that you've been wrestling with. Hopefully nothing keeping you up at night, but we could talk about that too. Whatever's on your mind today in your financial life, you can call right now. We've got lines open. We're going to dedicate this broadcast to you. No guests today, so any topic is in play. The number to call today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now to share a testimony. Perhaps God has been at work in your financial life. You'd like to use that to share with others. Or if you have a financial question on your lifestyle and spending plan, maybe it's giving wisely as we head quickly toward year end. Perhaps you have some appreciated assets. You're looking to give those away more effectively. We could talk about the work of the AFA Foundation and how you can look at gifting appreciated stock before you sell it, maybe a charitable gift annuity or even a qualified charitable distribution. Maybe in your life you're wondering how to get that credit score up or pay down debt. Any of those are in play today. Again, that number, 800 525-7000. You can call right now. Before we head to the phones, in the news today, a change in how you can use money left over in a 529 education savings plan is generating a lot of interest. Starting this year, you can roll 529 money into a beneficiary's Roth IRA account. This change was a part of the Secure 2.0 Act that was passed in 2022. Analysts predicted the change would have a big impact, but maybe not this much. According to a new report by Saving for College, by the way, that's my favorite website. If you're exploring a 529 college savings plan, they'll help you analyze which state's plan is best. It may not be the one in your state. You may find that if you don't have very attractive tax benefits in terms of state income tax benefits, then you could do better elsewhere just based on the historical performance of the investments in another state's 529 plan. Saving for College can help you analyze that. But according to a new report from Saving for College, three-quarters of parents surveyed say they're more likely to save with a 529 plan than before because of this new opportunity to roll leftover money up to certain limits into, and we'll get to that, into a beneficiary's Roth IRA. Since the beginning of the year, about $100 million in 529 assets has been rolled into Roth accounts. That's showing the level of demand for this option. Now, the new law does place several restrictions on these rollovers, so let's get into that. First, the money must have been in the 529 account for 15 years. So if it wasn't there for 15, you could just leave it there and let it past that 15-year mark, but that is a requirement. Money contributed has to be beyond 5 years from when it was contributed. So the money in the past 5 years cannot be transferred. As long as it was deposited in, you know, at least 5 years ago, then it can. And again, the account has to be open for a total of 15 at a minimum. The rollovers are subject to the usual annual Roth contribution limits. So that, annual Roth contribution limit for 2024 is $7,000 over the age of 50, $8,000. So you can only put in any single year up to the annual limit for the year. But then over time, you can put in more. There is a maximum lifetime amount per beneficiary. So this is, think per child in the case of a 529, a maximum amount coming from a 529 plan of $35,000. So let me just review those again. The 529 account has to be open at least 15 years. Any money that's being transferred to a Roth has to have been deposited at least 5 years ago, and rollovers are subject to the annual limit, plus there's a lifetime max or a cap of $35,000. Now, if you haven't opened a 529 savings plan yet for your kids' college expenses, you have one less reason now to put it off, because this does offer yet one other way you can get the money out if it's not used. Keep in mind, you can always get it out for scholarships and grants on a pro rata basis. You can also transfer it to another beneficiary if you have a grandchild or perhaps another child of yours that you want to transfer it to. You can do that as well. So a lot of flexibility. Think of this like a Roth IRA for college, because this money is put in after tax going into the 529. It's growing tax-free so long as it's used for qualified educational expenses, and the uses of that in terms of what is considered a qualified educational expense are fairly liberal. So this is a great option. It's my favorite tool for saving for college. The key is start early, be consistent, put in a little bit each month, and you'll be well on your way, especially with college being so much more expensive these days. We're probably a year away from having the first schools in the country at total cost, tuition, room, board, over $100,000 a year. We're going to have our first schools tipping over that $100,000 a year mark in the next couple of years. So it's just wild. But saving is obviously the key. And not everybody needs to go to college. That's the other piece. I mean, there may be a better option for your child based on their interests, how God has wired them. So keep that in mind as well. All right, let's take your questions today. I've got two lines open, so you can call right now, 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. Let us begin today in Virginia. Donna, you'll be our first caller. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hi, good morning, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. I so love your program. It's very helpful.
I appreciate that.
I am trying to understand all of our family finances at this point in our life. Right now, I'm on life insurance. And my husband's got a couple life insurance policies. And I've got a statement that just arrived saying that I have to pay. This is a policy he took out when he was 20. And apparently, he's still paying on it. Seems like a long time.
Yeah.
And I have to pay $1,800 now. And the interest is not sufficient that the policy is earning to cover that. And so I have to pay some additional money. My question is, should I cash out these policies? Should I hang on to them? I'm kind of tired of paying the premiums.
Yeah, I would agree. See, I'm not a fan of combining death benefit, which is why we typically and really should take out life insurance to offset a risk that during our working years, someone whose income the other family members or dependents are counting on when they pass away, that creates a risk because that income goes away. That's really the purpose of life insurance. I don't like coupling the death benefit with a savings vehicle in the form of whole life insurance, with a few exceptions, but they're rare. You know, if you have a lifelong dependent, you need insurance throughout your whole life. You get complicated here, but a buy-sell agreement for somebody who owns a business. I mean, there are reasons for whole life, permanent life insurance. But for most folks, I'd rather you just buy as much insurance as you need to offset the risk for as little money as possible. That's term insurance. And then save in other vehicles where you're not trying to count on the insurance company to do that for you with the fees and expenses that come with it. That's 401ks and IRAs and other vehicles. And then once you get to retirement and you don't have a need for that death benefit because you've got the assets in place, somebody passes away, it's not going to create a hardship on anybody else because there's not income that goes away, then we drop it because it served its purpose. And it sounds like that's your situation. Would you agree?
Kind of. I understand everything you said. But the thing is, my husband's pension.
All right, let's do this. I want to hear that follow-up question, but I've got to hit this break. Donna, I apologize. Stay right there, and we'll pick it up right on the other side. I want to hear about that pension. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stick around.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we've removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The AFA Resource Center is a one-stop shop to find tools that will help you grow in your relationship with God. We've also got items to help others find out about the ministries of AFA, like the AFR Trucker Hat. We're talking a very stylish six-panel mesh-back hat with the AFR logo made out of brown leather. It's fully adjustable to fit just about anyone, so get yours today at resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you a partial tax deduction as well as partial tax-free income, and then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance, our hope each day to provide wisdom from God's Word on financial decision-making, to be reverent as we approach the Scriptures, to be hopeful and encouraging, also empathetic, knowing that, listen, we all make mistakes in our financial lives, and we can put those at the foot of the cross. The goal is to move forward, seeking to be that wise and faithful steward. We want to be your partner in that each day, providing you encouragement and great, sound, practical advice. So if you have questions today, call right now, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Donna in Virginia. Donna's husband took out a whole life insurance policy at the age of 20. That was 54 years ago. She's getting a premium notice that there's not enough in there in the cash account to fund that at his age. And so she's going to have to put another $1,800 in premiums in this year. She's wondering, is that a good use of their money? I'm saying, first of all, is there even a need for the death benefit? And if there is, then can we solve that another way where you can hold on to your $1,800 a year? But Donna, you were going to mention something about that pension that you're relying on right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking I already made one of those mistakes by hanging on to this policy for so long. But the pension is, my husband's got a peculiar situation where his pension, when, upon his death, goes away for 3 years. And then I'm able to pick it up again.
Oh,
so when he passes away, the income, my income will be reduced to the one Social Security instead of two and the pension. So I'll be losing that. And it's not that I don't have other funds available, but my financial advisor was looking at our policies. He's got another life insurance policy. His company has a life insurance policy on him. He was saying, well, you should cash this out and put it into his company's money market. Well, we just sold a couple rental homes and gave him that money for the money market. And I told him, I feel like I'm putting all my eggs in one basket with this money market. My first question is, should I cash them out? And the second question is, if I do, where do I put these funds? We have, you know, we have a couple savings accounts. And, you know, I don't think we have currently one in a CD. But we have the bank, the Ally Bank one, and we've got a local bank one. So I'm in a quandary as to what to do with these life insurances, and I really don't feel like having to pay them every month.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's talk in a second about where you put the money. Let's first just talk about whether it makes sense to go ahead and cancel this policy. What is the cash value that you'd get, Donna, if you canceled it today? Do you know?
Well, yes, it's $55,800 something on the one, and I don't know what the other one is offhand. It's a smaller policy. This is $100,000 face value, and the cash value is about $58,000. The other one is a $50,000 policy, and I'm not sure they're asking for, I don't know what the cash value is in front of me. Oh, $36,000.
Okay, but which is the one where you'd have to pay the $1,800 a year? Is that across more than one policy or just for one?
Well, both of them. The one policy is the $1,800. The other policy says I have my premium is $879.
Okay, so the $1,800 is for the $100,000 face value?
Right, and the $879 premium is for the 50, $58,000 policy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the reality. I mean, you essentially what you're telling me is if you canceled these policies because you've had them for so long, you could get a check for $94,000 and you'd be giving up $150,000 in death benefit, but you'd save yourself about $2,700 a year, right?
I guess from the policies were supposed to be the premium were being paid from the dividends off these policies.
Right.
So that was the whole chunk, 878. But now they're telling me that some of that will be covered by the dividend.
Yeah.
So that I'm only having to pay, I don't know,
this seems like a no-brainer to me. If you can walk away with $94,000 and all you're giving up is the $150,000 in death benefit, but you give up also the erosion of those dividends and the additional premium you would have to be paying. And then we move to the second part of the question is, okay, so where do I put this nearly $100,000? Let's run over just quickly again what you have. How much do you have with the investment advisor from the rental sale?
Oh, probably $250,000 after
right.
we paid everything.
Okay, and then how much do you have in savings?
Whoa. Well, we got a savings account of probably $169,000, and then that's one account. Then we got another account that's $67,000, and another account that's $25,000.
All right. Got it. And so you got about $250,000 there, and then you got $250,000 in stocks. Any other assets, liquid assets?
Liquid.
So not rental property, you know, not your home. In, you know, savings, cash, checking, stocks, bonds, things like that?
Not in all of those.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think I covered the ones that are liquid would be
okay.
the seven. I mean, I got a checking account.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got about between the savings and the investment advisor and then the money you could get from the two insurance policies, you've got about $600,000 here. And, you know, that on top of your pension income and Social Security, even with that 3 years that you would go without, how much would you need to replace just during those 3 years?
Probably about $130,000.
Okay. So you need to replace $130,000. And do you have any other real estate other than your primary residence?
No, but we have this huge brokerage account that's maybe $3 million. That our guy is holding.
Oh, and okay. He says, so you've got another $3 million.
Well, it's not liquid, but it's in stocks and bonds.
Okay. Good. Yeah. So you've got plenty to generate the $130,000 for 3 years. You've got more money than you'll ever spend in your lifetime, is what I'm hearing. Because you're living modestly, you've got multiple income sources, you got good cash. Listen, canceling this policy is a no-brainer. And I would put it in with the advisor managing everything. Let's do this. You and I can finish up off the air, but I really appreciate your call. Hang right there, Donna. We'll talk in a moment. More questions after this break. Stay with us.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Hey, if your travels for work or pleasure take you out of town, take AFR with you. You may already know you can listen to the AFR app on your phone, but wait, there's more. If your vehicle is equipped with Apple CarPlay, it can open the AFR app directly. That means you get easier control, and that means it's safer. Safer to use so you can stay informed on what you need to know to keep your family safe. And if you don't already have the AFR app, get it today. It's always free in the App Store.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
God has entrusted his finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, do you love the program? Do you listen regularly? Have you found something to be helpful as you've listened in the past here at Faith and Finance? Well, a great way you could bless us and help us continue to provide this broadcast each day is by becoming a FaithFi partner. You can do that when you head to faithfi.com. Just click give at the top of the page. FaithFi partners is a growing number of folks that give us at least $35 a month or more, or $400 a year. And just as our way of saying thanks, we provide exclusive quarterly ministry updates. We provide early release copies of all of our studies and devotions mailed to your door. Also, you'll get our brand new FaithFi publication. We're launching that in January. It's beautiful. It's full of articles that I think will be an encouragement to you as a growing Christian who wants to have full faith integration in every area of your life, including finances. So helpful articles in departments like investing and conversations and wisdom, really chock full of scripture, but really practical advice as well. It's nearly 50 pages. And when it arrives at your door each quarter, I know you'll love digging into the content. We'll send it to you when you become a FaithFi partner. Again, faithfi.com. Just click give. All right, let's head back to the phones. By the way, two lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go out to Texas. Hi, Brett. How can I help you?
Hey, Rob. How you doing? Appreciate
doing great.
Your ministry.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Really do. Hey, I got a gift of $25,000. Okay. And I currently put it over into a savings account that's drawing 4.5% interest.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering, Rob, is if I should take that 25 and put it back into my investment portfolio rather than just leave it in that savings account. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great question. Let me ask a couple of follow-up questions before I give you my thoughts. One is,
sure.
Do you have separate from this money you came into unexpectedly what I would call an emergency fund of 3 to 6
yeah.
months expenses?
We do. We have 3.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, so so you said you have 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think you've got a choice here, which is, do I want to fully fund that emergency fund and try to get it up closer to 6 months, whatever that $25,000 equals? And if so, I'd leave it in liquid savings. The reason you do that, I mean, why the 3 versus the 6? Well, it's just how conservative do you want to be? You know, is there uncertainty in your life with regard to, you know, although we never know what the future holds, only the Lord does, you know, some job situations are a little more secure than others. And, you know, the definition of an emergency fund is an unforeseen expense, so we can't anticipate it. And yet, you know, in some cases or seasons, we want, you know, that full 6 months, and others we want 3. So I think that's your first decision. If you're comfortable with just the 3, and I certainly would be if you are, then I would say, yeah, let's get that into a longer time horizon investment, even though the 4.5% is attractive. It's going to begin coming down. It already has. It will continue. And I just like the idea of taking a longer term approach with the prospect of getting a better, you know, average annual return, not in any 1 year or 2 years, but over 5 and 10 years.
Yeah, you're right. They just lowered it from 6 to 4.5. So,
yeah,
it is coming down.
And that trend's going to continue. Yeah.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Now, I'm in the middle of applying for disability income. Okay. So that kind of tells you where we are financially.
Yeah. So I think there's something to be said about maybe shoring up that emergency fund and just keeping that liquid. And, you know, especially while you're still getting a good interest rate on it and you could deploy it in the market. You know, I mean, maybe we get a pullback here in the next couple of years, or we do finally hit that recession that, you know, we've been seeing, even though the economy's holding up pretty well. I think having some extra cash on hand is never a bad idea.
Okay, great. Well, that's very helpful. Good. Again, thank you for your ministry. Appreciate
Absolutely, Brett. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's see. Mississippi is where Nathaniel's located. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah, how can I help you today?
Yes. Well, I'm just trying to basically, I'm 21. I've started my own plumbing business, and it's, you know, I don't have any debt right now, and so I'm trying to build it. A lot of my income is going back into the business. So, but I've just hit, I'm just over a year in, and I'm starting to make a better profit. And I'm thinking about getting into investing. But my concern is, like, you know, with uncertainty of the future, of the economic stability.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know, am I ever going to see, like, I've thought about doing a Roth IRA, but my concern is, like, I may never see that money again. But then again, I don't want to bury my napkin or bury my penny in a napkin and then I'm not being a good steward. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, from a spiritual standpoint, what would be your perspective on, like, investing? Is it, you know, should I take the risk as a good steward, or is it more prudent to do it otherwise? So that's just kind of my question.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great one. And I think it's one we all need to wrestle through. I'm a big fan of you being a long-term investor. You know, God created out of nothing, and then he charged us to keep and cultivate. And I think we do that. And that's really the purpose of business. I mean, if you think about just even the term we use, business offers goods and services, right? So they serve others and they provide things that are good for the benefit of mankind, human flourishing. And, you know, that's really the purpose of business, is to bless its neighbor, you know, and all of its constituents, which is customers and supply chain and employees and vendors and even its community and its surrounding area, wherever it's located. And so our ability to take part of what God has entrusted to us and invest in those companies that are blessing and benefiting others is the way economic expansion works. You know, we take what God has given us and we don't consume it all, because we're more mind than mouth. And so we take a part of it and we put it into, through capital deployment, companies, and that creates a virtuous cycle of economic expansion. And then we give back to the God who created us. And that's how we calibrate our hearts to the Father. And that's just God's design for economics and wealth creation. And that's part of why I love this idea of faith-based investing, is because not only are we investing in companies providing goods and services, but we're evaluating how good are those goods and services to make sure they align with our values. And so that's why we talk a lot about Timothy Plan and Eventide and Guidestone and One Ascent and others, because they're really positioning the deployment of that capital into companies, screening out those companies that are harming their neighbor or doing something misaligned with Christian values, and specifically investing in companies that not only are creating compelling value for shareholders, but blessing people in the process. So I think as long as we follow you know, the biblical pattern, which is not trying to get rich quick. What the Bible calls it steady plotting. We have a long time horizon. We keep our, you know, emotions in check, and, you know, we don't allow it to compete with our devotion to God. And, you know, we're kind of fixated on the ebbs and flows every day of the every tick of the market, which can weigh heavily on us emotionally, and we can lose sleep over it. I mean, as long as all that's done wisely and we're heeding the counsel of Ecclesiastes that we should be properly diversified. So we've got a little bit in stocks, a little bit in bonds, maybe some in precious metals. And in the stocks, we've got international and domestic and small cap and large cap. You know, that's how we manage the risk. And yeah, we have some headwinds, but you know, the very best thing you can do to offset inflation is to get it growing for you, not bury it because you're losing purchasing power every day if you don't. So I've thrown a lot at you. I want to get all your thoughts on that and see if you have any follow-up questions. We'll do that after the break, Nathaniel. So stay right there, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Tim Moore, Senior Evangelist on Christ in Prophecy. Can you see the signs of the times multiplying all around? Jesus is coming back, and he doesn't want his people to be unprepared. To stay up to date about unfolding events and get a biblical perspective on the signs of the times, listen to Christ in Prophecy here on American Family Radio. Join us Sundays at 11 a.m. Central as we reveal the prophetic hope for those who believe in Jesus Christ, as well as the Bible's warning about God's coming wrath to those who don't yet know him.
The AFA Cultural Institute, a video library of resources dealing with the discussions of our day.
Marriage and family, finances, how we know that the text of the Bible is actually what was originally written. The AFA Cultural Institute takes all of these topics and puts them in the hands of people to be able to equip them.
Start your library of the AFA Cultural Institute, now available for purchase as downloads or DVDs at afastore.net.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Here in our final segment today, I've got room for one or two more questions. That number to call, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Nathaniel in Mississippi. He's 21 and wanting to know just about investing in light of where the economy's at, some of the challenges we have moving forward, and just as a Christ follower, how should we even think about investing? And one of the things I was sharing with Nathaniel is, you know, when we think about wealth, you know, we don't have to see it as evil by any means. You know, it's a good gift from God. It's not bad. It's good. It's just that it has the ability to take the place of God and become the object of our affection. But we don't have to take a low view of profit. You see, wealth created from business is the basis for all human flourishing. Now, it's ultimately God who's the basis, but he created business in order to create human flourishing. You know, it's the only institution in the world that generates wealth. Churches take donations from businesses, ultimately, because they flow from business into the people in the pews that make the gifts. Hospitals don't generate, you know, government, taxation from business. I mean, it all happens because of business. And so investing is that supply of capital that supports business in exchange for the rights of profits, which is return, and dividends and stock appreciation. And so I think it's the right approach so long as we're investing in a way that aligns with our values and we're heeding the principles we see in Scripture about how we go about investing. So I'm all for it, Nathaniel. I think the key is just, you know, we've got to look at it in light of your financial situation and say, first, do we have emergency funds in place? That's 3 to 6 months expenses. Second, do we have any consumer debt? You know, if you're on track with a car payment or a house payment, great. I would continue that. You could still invest. But if you have credit card debt or other high interest debt, I'd eliminate that first. But beyond that, as long as you're giving regularly, and that's between you and the Lord, how much, I would say you absolutely should be a systematic investor over, you know, the next 40 or 50 years, you know, as you work toward that season of life where you may have to, you know, stop working. But give me your thoughts on all that. I know I've shared a lot.
Yes, sir. No, I really appreciate it. Kind of gave me a little more insight to like how investments work. I mean, keeping different companies afloat or putting it into the market. I praise the Lord. I've been led and taught by my parents and stuff to not get into debt. So I have no debt whatsoever. The only thing I've wondered is another question is how would I estimate what a 3 to 6 months of expense would be?
Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah. So do you have a budget that you operate off of?
Sadly, I not a set budget necessarily.
Okay.
No, sir.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine. Most people don't, even though we all should. I mean, you know, whether you're a business, handling multi-millions of dollars, or you're an individual, you know, making $35,000 a year, we all need a plan to give every dollar a job. Otherwise, it slips into places we don't intend it to. So I think that's the starting point, is to put together that spending plan. And it doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, you know what you've got in the way of bills coming in, then kind of the only missing piece is the discretionary spending where you don't get a bill, eating out and entertainment and clothing and, you know, things like that. And then, you know, you've got the non-recurring expenses that you should plan on. Most people don't, putting a little aside for car maintenance or home maintenance, you know, those kinds of things, knowing that things wear out. And you put all that together and, you know, you'll end up with a spending plan. Well, the total of all those expenses, again, not just the things you get a bill for, but everything that you need to either be paying every month or setting aside because you know some expense is coming, that's your plan. The total of that equals 1 month's expenses. And then you multiply that by 3 or all the way out to 6, and that's really the total of what you need to be setting aside in an emergency fund.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that helps me a good bit, because I know I need to get that. I've had stuff in the past, but I just kind of...
Yeah, no problem.
So once you have that,
you're welcome. You get that 3 to 6 months in there, and if you can't do it all at once, maybe you set up an automatic transfer into your savings account to start building that up. And then once you get there, you know, I would, you know, maybe when you have 1 month, I'd start investing. If you have access to a retirement plan at work, I think you said you're self-employed, but if you did, take advantage of that. If you don't, look at a SEP IRA, SEP could be a great option. The goal is for you to be giving regularly with an emergency fund in place and a budget that's balanced where you've got a little bit left over every month and where you're putting 10 to 15% of your pay in investments for the long term. That would be ideal.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, Nathaniel. Hey, stay on the line. I'm going to give you a 6-month subscription to the FaithFi app. I think it could be just what you need to get you get that budget in place. You can connect all of your accounts and download your transactions automatically. It'll help you put a plan together. And, you know, I think it'll really be a blessing to you. So stay on the line. We'll get your information. Jackie is in Ohio waiting patiently. Jackie, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of the organization called Starfish.
You know, I've heard of it. I can't tell you that I know a lot about it. It's a fintech company, essentially, that, you know, provides digital tools to help financial advisors better serve their clients. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I don't know about that, but it's a company where they ask you to join it, and it prevents you you use them instead of using credit cards to try and keep the national debt down.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of a rewards program. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to weigh in on that, Jackie, but let's do this. I'm going to have my team make a note of that and we'll look into it and just see if there's anything we can find on it. Perhaps we can address that in a future broadcast. We appreciate you asking though. Thanks for raising it. And we will certainly check it out. God bless you. Let's go to Illinois and welcome Rod to the broadcast. Rod, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Rob. I just want to say thank you for your biblical financial advice. I really appreciate your show.
Oh, wow. Well, that means a lot, Rod. I'll tell you, you do this each day, kind of talking out there into, the world, and I get to talk to some amazing callers, but you always wonder, to some degree, whether the message is resonating, and so your encouragement means a lot.
Yeah, your advice on CKA, your listeners really need to take that serious. I was able to retire at 54 years old.
Okay.
And using Certified Kingdom Advisor, they've did more for me than any financial people have in my life. And it's biblical based. And the company I was working for 32 years as an industrial electrician, some of the values started going kind of bad from the corporate level.
Yeah.
And I decided it was time to get out. And now I volunteer with 8 Days of Hope. I've been out for about a little over a year now, and I love it. And I get
incredible.
To glorify God and be his hands and feet due to your advice. I've never heard of anything like CKA, and they've did an amazing job here in Illinois for me.
Man, well, Rod, what an encouragement, my friend. I appreciate you weighing in on that. Boy, there's so much that I love what you just said. You're right. I mean, these Certified Kingdom Advisors are amazing. There's 1,600 of them now across the country. And, what's great is that they've met all these standards to be really skilled at what they do as financial professionals. But they truly want to bring their faith into their advice in a way that's meaningful. But I also love that you're volunteering for 8 Days of Hope. What a great opportunity. Have you been in South Georgia? Georgia as a part of that work?
I have not. No.
Okay.
I've been in Ohio and Louisiana, and hopefully I'll get to go out yet to either Georgia or South Carolina and stuff, North Carolina. But,
wow. Yeah. Incredible. So you're fully retired and now just volunteering because you've got the assets to do that. Is that right?
Yes. And it ain't a lot, Rob, but it's that's okay.
It's enough.
I love what I do. It's enough to get by. And I think that's what makes the ladies so special that do this stuff for me. We was trying to find a pastor, and they're at our level. They prayed, and that day we had an interview with a pastor, scheduled an interview with a pastor, and he's currently our pastor right now. But that meant a lot to me, just having biblical-based financial advice like that, that will pray with you.
Incredible. Well, listen, Rod, all the best to you, my friend. I love that you are pursuing God's call on your life. He's obviously using you in immense ways, and I'm so thrilled that you've connected with a CKA that's walking alongside you and managing your financial affairs. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being a part of the program.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. Wow, what an encouragement. All right, let's finish up in Alabama today. Hi, Milton. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Yes. Hi there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a question about refinancing my VA loan. I've been receiving phone calls from my current lender and others. So last month, I tried to apply and see how it would have been. And I tried different banks. And one of the banks that I wanted to get a loan that told me that my score wasn't high enough so that I shouldn't wait.
Okay.
So I would like to know your thoughts on that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. What is your current interest rate on the existing loan?
7.25.
Okay. Yeah, you're not at a place right now where you're going to save enough to make it to justify it because there are fees and expenses related to refinancing. And on top of that, with your credit score being low, is it below 650?
Yes, that's what they told me.
Okay.
And I think 640, and I think it was about 620.
Yeah. So you unfortunately are going to not only are rates still high, but you're going to have to pay a premium because of your credit score, and so you're not going to improve your situation by refinancing. In fact, it'll probably get less desirable. So I would say stick with your current mortgage, and let's focus on getting that credit score up, which means paying your bills on time. decreasing your credit utilization. So let's get your balances coming down and, you know, don't go out looking for additional credit. And over time, that credit score will come up. And hopefully when it does, the interest rates will be lower and it'll be a good time to refinance. So I'd sit tight, focus on getting that credit score up. Thanks for your call, Milton. God bless you. Hey, a big thanks to my team today. Grateful for Jim and Devin and Sandy. If you want to become a FaithFi partner, do that at faithfi.com and click give, and then come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.